He's not slower than anybody. He's actually faster. That's helping him play at these higher levels, right? He's technical to an extent where he's that decent, above average technical ability. Means he can trap the ball, he can shoot the ball, he can dribble the ball. He's not a defender where he's sitting in the back and just trying to destroy. He's trying to create. As far as creativity goes
Yeah.
and star factor, controversial take, I don't think he has that.
Okay, so he's
If
not
I was to,
sublime.
he's not sublime. He's not a guy that I have to say, my gosh, did you see what he did today?
Yeah.
Wow. I
He's
saw a guy that
good for
was.
his age, but he is not,
No.
which
He's
is
good for his
impressive.
age and he's good enough to play. He's as good as the other guys who's playing up, which is
Right.
impressive as of now.
But that doesn't mean he's going to be
But
always ahead of them, right?
depends. What's the type of player? So for me, he reminds me of what made Ronaldo different was his physical ability, Ronaldo Cristiano. His
Right.
physical ability was the first thing that you could tell, right? But then what made him extra special was his creativity, the ability to take three, four guys with that scissor dribble, right? The ability to score goals,
Then the
right?
work ethic,
And then the work ethic started to
which led to the
compile.
supreme ego, but it worked.
Correct. It
Right.
worked. And by the way, to be that star, you gotta have an ego. I
Right.
love egos. You want a guy with an ego, a guy who thinks I
Does
am
Messi have
the.
it? Messi has
Messi
an
has a
ego, but he
quiet
displays it
ego.
different. He's got a quiet
Correct.
one. It's huge,
Messi's
but he
ego
doesn't.
is
Yeah.
huge,
This
but
is
it's a
why I
quiet
like
one.
Messi more than I like Ronaldo in the way they display.
I'm a Messi guy, and yet my hat's off to Ronaldo because
I can't deny Ronaldo.
he's made the most of what he has. Messi
Yeah.
was gifted divinely with his skill and obviously his work ethic and everything else
Both of
added.
their work ethics is incredible.
Ronaldo has squeezed everything out of himself to make himself above what he should have been. I think he should have been a little bit lower, and
Really?
he's, yeah, I think
Yeah.
so. I think his profile could have been like, he would have been a great no matter what, but he's top three, let's say, right? He's still not number one because it just happens that Messi exists. If Messi didn't exist, we'd be talking about Ronaldo there with
That's
Pelé
true.
and
Right.
with Ronaldo the phenomenon and with Zidane. Because physically, I mean, the guy can jump, he can shoot, he can hit it with both, he can
Everything, he's
dribble,
beautiful. He
he can
is a
finish.
perfect physical specimen.
Physically, he's amazing. He's got that himself. But his creativity and his skill set is lacking when compared to a Messi. So we go back to Kevon to tie it
True.
back. In my
Could, yeah.
opinion, he's still not there now, mind you. He today is now 15.
What
So
would
it's.
you do? So, okay, coach, what would you do to take him and maximize his potential, whatever that may be, but give him that max potential? What does he need in his professional environment? Does he need to be around a creative player? And does
It's
Billy have
it
that?
dep
Or you know what I mean?
depends what his personality is. It really just
Yeah.
depends what kind of a personality he has. And
Yeah.
it goes back to culture. Who does he want to be? Who
He
does he
says
aspire to
bold
be?
things in the articles I've read. He says, "I want to be," right? We all want to be, but what, where is that sourcing? Is that because dad said it, or you know, or it just makes
But
sense? It's what I should say.
that's the question for him. Like, what do you want to
Yeah,
be?
where's
Who do
the
you see yourself being?
Corazon?
What inspires you? So, for example, if you watch Diego Luna,
I
right,
like Diego
you
Luna.
can tell Diego Luna wants to be a playmaker, a creator, a goal scorer, a entertainer at times, right?
Yeah.
Well, I will try a thing here because it might get
That's,
a
we
Luna.
don't get that often. The last player that I'd say that did that for us was Dempsey. And then Clint Mathis before him. Not to the same level,
No,
but
not
as
the same
far as
level.
risk taking.
Trying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
And
agree.
willingness to, you know, but let his personality back to ego shine on the field as best he could, gave him a lot of goals. And I think we do, our system does need more people willing to take risk, be more gutsy, Brazilian, Latino, somebody who's willing to go through your legs because they're just ballsy. Not that that becomes, Ed, they do it every time, but that's what Messi does to people, right? You go, you have to back up as a defender because he might play you just normal. or he might come right through you or chip it over your fucking head.
So you, Keeney, then I'm going to throw it back to you. How does
Why don't
that...
we have more Latinos in the national team?
No.
No.
Forget that. That's, we don't want to get into that.
All right.
Why?
I would.
So you're talking about how do we get more of that? Mm-hmm. So then I shared with you the article on MLS Next and their now quality
creativity.
Of play index.
The creativity
Do you
scaling.
Think this quality of play index will help or hurt that?
I think it depends how they use it. And having read the article, and I, this is maybe a little different take than yesterday, but I think it's what they're measuring. And one of the things I liked is they have something like 40 people giving it a grade. It is a subjective idea. Was that a good idea? Is that was that a quality of play moment, even if it didn't lead to a goal, versus other choices? And I think they're saying that they're out of the 40 people doing the evaluations. Let's assume that's true. And let's assume those people know they're talking. Then they're telling the kids green is a quality of play moment. Red was not. So it's simple for the kids to understand. Now, do they then go and say, you know, here were your other options? I guess the film will detail that. It depends how they grade it. Is it something the kids are being judged by or encouraged by? Do they still have to, you know, is it still the point of soccer to win the game? I think it is. I can bunker down, get one breakaway, and be, you know, you're the most talented team on the field, but I can bunker in, get one breakaway. Well, Panama did it. They won the game. They got to go forward. U.S. did not. So it didn't matter how creative and exciting. This said, do I hope that we can find more creativity? And it comes back to culture, as you're always saying, it's correct. Do we have the culture that rewards creativity that says to those Brazilian kids or those any insert country here, but Brazil is known to play well and win, at least not lately. They haven't won.
Sure.
But when they were at their apex, it was nearly orgasmic because the way they played and they won.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, is that the pinnacle?
So you're asking an open-ended question.
So many things, right? Yeah.
And so to me, it's, again, it's like you're trying to find a new way.
Yeah.
To
insert something that we don't have.
But if you're trying to find a new way to achieve results that have already been achieved in traditional ways. Like, we want to develop more creative players. So I have this great idea. Let's pay a lot of money to this computer system that will highlight if a player or a team does something positive or negative, which will be judged by 40 random subjective analysts, right? And then, and again, the article wasn't clear on if because they've replaced standings, they've replaced scoring.
That doesn't,
from
yeah,
what
that
I
doesn't
saw.
Make sense to me.
So then it's like, well, whoever wins is whoever had the best quality of play, right?
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. Now, again, I have to verify that, and I've been seeing more articles. I'm looking, but it's one of those things where, you know, if people are listening, hey, send me, you know, send me something, right? I'd be keen to know more on this. It's almost like it's like a mad scientist going into the lab and trying to create concoctions and the petri dishes and this and that. When it's
and I don't
that
like
has
that.
To happen organically.
I agree, but the problem, and maybe part of the problem, let me throw this at you, Coach. Maybe I'll call you Coach. In the United States, we've traditionally grown up, so youth soccer has been predominant, ahead of the pros, which is why we're bass-ackward in caring about the sport. A lot of the development came from Anglo-Saxon, English football. And nobody screams that they love English football in long balls. And even English football is trying to no longer be long balls and over the top and go run onto it and beat the fuck out of that guy for the ball and finish. 70s, 80s, Premier League, 90s even. Nobody seems to – tiki-taka comes out. Barcelona is playing as if they are
– See, but everything you're describing is at the highest level – and to achieve a result. How did I train achieve a result? In the 90s or whatever, you said Premier League, whatever, I achieved the result
by playing.
But
that's who we are.
Football.
We are English-based. And even here, in the people they hire if you get an English guy, Jacksonville just hired him. Now, maybe he's a great coach. I don't know. But he has a cool accent. That's what I used to argue with in my days in MLS, even selling tickets and stuff. It just doesn't mean your cool accent means you know everything about soccer.
It seems that the powers that be continue to think that.
They do.
It back, to buy, you know, and obviously this system is English, right? It's from England.
Right.
It's a British company.
Yes. And then there's the for-profit angle, because we both observed that the kids get a few videos, but who's going to pay for the rest of those videos? That's a membership.
And the article says, well, we already invested a lot of money for those few videos, so...
So I would, and I'd make the case that if MLS itself, if they see these players as their assets, potentially, they haven't signed them, but potentially their athletes, that they should be providing them. And so that kid gets that development. I mean, they're already paying a fortune to probably be in MLS, let alone the gear that my company would love to supply. I mean, so that for-profit thing is disingenuous, or at least it's concerning. This is where we both get fired from our jobs.
I will say this, just because we're running on time. I'd be keen to know how success is being measured in terms of the development by each MLS club, in terms of player development. How is success being measured in your academy? Is it the number of players promoted to the first team? Is it the number of players promoted to the MLS Next Pro team? How is the measure of success being judged right now in Division 3, MLS Next
Right.
Pro? Because all that is coming back to this at 13 and 14. If their thinking is we can get them to play better football by introducing a fancy system of cameras, right? We will get better players. And then that means that we're going to get what? More players on the first team, more players on the second team, more transfers outbound from the first team. What is your stated goal? And if I know what your stated goal is, and if I'm a fan of your academy or I'm a fan of your club, I should also know. For example, I know the most famous club in the world's stated goal. Their goal is to promote players from their academy. Their goal is to win with these players from their academy. And occasionally, the goal is to sell some of these players to make a profit. I know that from Juventus, their goal is to also produce players from their academy. But more than anything, it's to sell these players and make a profit, not to promote them. Right, they don't think they need to, and it seems others are in between those two spectrums. Right, there are clubs in South America and then everywhere else where it's only about producing players and nothing.
And then
else.
Sell them fast as you can.
And so, and there's teams that are in the biggest leagues who are only about basically selling players. Winning. And if they have some players in the academy, you know, they'll sell them to smaller clubs and that's it. Right. And so for this, for me, for the culture, for all these things. That's what I want to know. And the fact that there's no actual stated goal, and you have a couple of outliers, like everybody will say Galaxy or everybody will say Philadelphia Union, or there was one more club that I guess has done some good stuff, maybe Salt Lake, right? You have the other 29 or 28 or 27 MLS teams. What are they doing? When's the last time we heard from New England Revolution's Academy, right? When's the last time I heard from... I don't know. Name an MLS team. Who's the last player to come out of Orlando? Right? Now, don't get me wrong. There probably is. If you're tracking.
There probably are, right?
I know some of the players from Inter Miami, like Kramaski and the other kid who plays center back, Noah Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, by the way. Oof.
What?
Oh, the level. But, you know, again,
I like your point that what is the point? And to be fair, it's one article. They only have so much space to get their message across and move on to the next article. So it would be fun, and where I think the show could actually evolve and then become longer and more significant is if we then said, let's see if we can get somebody from that organization or MLS on the show to defend the idea. That's when we get fired, though, because, you know, if we were both independently wealthy, we could say whatever we wanted, you know, and
which one day we will
waiting on a
one
check.
Day this will get us to the point where we can say exactly that, what we want.
And the way I look at
And
it is, I
it
think it's
will
going to be
alienate us
fun.
from everything.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And it might just, there's so many podcasts now, we're way behind that curve. But
Oh, for sure.
it's okay if it doesn't, but it could become something. And I also like, you know, if I'm still working for Capelli at all times, if I got a Capelli shirt, it's just small. And then 100 more people actually listen to the show.
Yep.
That's something,
It might
you
help.
know?
It might help. Correct. I agree with you. I agree
Yeah.
with you. So,
I'll
all
send you
right.
all Capelli gear so you don't look shit.
Hey, we'll have to
And
talk about
that's the
that.
kind of
We're not
banter
doing video,
too.
though, right? We're not
Huh?
doing video. We're not doing video.
We're not? Why wouldn't we?
Why would we? Are we? It might be a bigger
Good
file. I don't
question.
know.
You know,
How often do you watch? You watching the podcast or you listening to the podcast?
it's a good question. So in my Florida State podcasts, it's either or. It depends what I could flick. They have an audio version, but it's the same things on YouTube.
Okay.
We're both handsome guys. I mean,
my problem is, well, we're gonna have
yeah.
to see how it affects the file size, right? The
Yes.
technology side. And then
Well,
from there we have to
where do
also
you want to
see.
publish? That's the next question, is where do
So
you
I mean,
publish?
I would just say you put it on Spotify, Apple, what else?
Is that free to do, or is that a
I
cost?
think it's free. I think it's free. I want to say it's free to do. I will have to check.
I know
And
YouTube is free to do. I don't know how you
we can
do
do
it.
YouTube. I think that what I read is that you have to get an RSS feed. So once you put into that software and you edit it,
Yeah.
it creates
Yeah.
an RSS feed that then that link, or like you can, it's almost like embedding something. You get a
Yeah.
code that then you can put in each host platform, and it's able to broadcast it out, right? So we
How
got
long
homework to
is it
do.
gonna, yeah. Yeah, we do. And then question for you, how's long, if you're the editor, how long will that take your time?
That's what I want to see right now.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm thinking. Like, I would like to not have to edit much. We should be like, if we can get it to the point where it's like, we just have to put intro music,
It's when
and
we
then we
get
have to put.
derailed, or yeah.
And it's, there's, you know, again, I enjoy the long form of podcasting. Like, I don't ever really listen to, and I listen to more sports broadcasts. So like I
Yeah.
don't, like I told you, I don't listen to recap stuff. I can't get into it. Like, I already saw the game. I don't need you to talk about it. I like the stories of some of the games. Like, don't talk to me about statistics. And I like the story behind it. Did you see what that player
Absolutely.
did?
Human
Yeah,
stuff
the
more than
human
stats.
side of it. That's what it, and then how
Yeah.
does it tie into the broader thing? Like, what else
No
is that? What other
question.
dynamics is playing, right? So for me, that's like, I would love, like, you know, we could talk about that
I
all
think,
day.
just to give you a suggestion though, or a thought, SmartLess, they're very fluid, except I do notice that when they take a commercial break, of course they have commercials,
Sponsors.
which I fast forward through.
Which I do too.
They might pick up at a slightly different point because the it doesn't always quite make sense from the last thing they said.
Okay.
So we don't have commercials, but maybe that's a way to have the best of both worlds in some concept. And then they used to do, that group used to do live reads. Now it actually works with whatever YouTube is saying. So the commercial break could be YouTube's commercials, which I don't know how it's working financially for them, but I noticed that they, if I listen to them on Alexa versus what, actually, I don't know if I ever watched, I've never watched SmartLess as far as whether we should be on camera or not.
That's what I said. I mean, because again, we're on a Zoom thing. Theirs doesn't look like they're on Zoom. Theirs look like when I watch some of the.
Yeah. But the
Theirs
other
look
guy,
like
that you
they're.
see that Business of Sports, that Simon
He's
Evans
on
guy?
Zoom. Yeah. He's on Zoom. He's on Zoom. I see that. Like I said, we should just play. So what I want to do is you send me this file. I'm going to do a
Okay, let
30
me
minute
see how we
snippet.
do that.
Once we finish, it gives you a download link. I'm going to then you email that to me. I will download it.